This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Owners of a hotel being built for $20 million in Cleveland, Mississippi, that is to be managed by the Trump Organization, have now asked the state of Mississippi for a $6 million subsidy to improve their cash flow. Reuters has reported in full now on the massacre of 10 Rohingya in Myanmar by the military. The reporting of the story led to the jailing of two of their reporters. Nationally, the number of families in the U.S. using a Section 8 rent subsidy has doubled over the last 25 years to 2.3 million. A 2017 McKinsey & Company consulting report concluded that in 2030, as many as one-third of American jobs may disappear because of automation. 26 states do not mandate sex education, and a mere 13 require that the material be medically and scientifically accurate. The gyrations of the stock market on Wall Street affect fewer and fewer Americans because the richest 10% of the population own 84% of all stock holdings. Songs that came out decades earlier are most popular among men who were 14 when they were first released. The most important period for men in forming their adult taste was the ages 13 to 16. For women, their favorite songs came out when they were 13, and the most important period for women were ages 11 to 14. 2016 study found that the average American woman wore a size 16 or 18, yet annual spending on larger size apparel accounts for only 16% of the $112 billion market in the U.S. In the U.S., the average time between the last frost of the spring and the first of the winter has expanded by 10 days since the first half of the 20th century. Roma are descendants of migrants who arrived in Europe from India more than 1,000 years ago. Girl Scouts of Colorado said in 2014 that it did not allow scouts to sell cookies in front of marijuana shops, liquor stores, or bars. It has since abandoned that policy. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.